You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
On the line, coming to us from Whakatū Nelson, they're a member of Minwi, and they're here to talk about the recent remix album, The 88 Remix. We have Ryan Beery. Oh my goodness, Beery?
That's it.
Beery. Okay, Ryan Beery here to have a kōrero about this new record. How are you doing, Ryan?
Yeah, it's all good. Thank you. It's a beautiful morning here.
You lucky man.
Yeah.
Everywhere else in the country, it's horrible.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Oh, of course, Nelson seems to be immune to all that, to all those nasty weather shocks, eh?
Sometimes.
I was going to say, from what I've read on Minwi's bio on Audio Culture, it seems like you're like a really massive Nelson enthusiast. I mean, you've been there your whole life, if I'm not mistaken. And I was wondering, what are your favourite things about Nelson that keep you there?
Oh, yeah, I reckon for a while there, I mean, it's close to the Marlborough Sounds and I love fishing. So stuff like that.
The great outdoors.
The great outdoors, yeah. Oh, nice. And, you know, sunshine too.
Mm-hmm. And the food is pretty solid as well.
The what? Sorry,
the food.
The food.
Yeah,
yep.
Good food spots.
Yeah, Nelson. It's. I mean, like, you've got the town, you've got the Rocks Road, which goes around the beach, and then you've got the big long Tahuna Beach. I mean, stuff like that. It's beautiful.
Very picturesque. Mm. Did you spend your festive holidays over in Nelson, or did you go anywhere else?
I was here for a bit, but then my daughter and I, we went up north to visit family up there, and of course we were playing a show up at the Orm Festival, so we went up to Whangarei.
Oh, wow, nice. Big drive.
Into that, yeah.
Man, cool. Did you go to the Friedensreich Kundertwasser Museum while you were there?
Not this time. Man. Not this time.
Man, it's like the only place in the North Island I'm really like itching to go see. Yeah,
cool.
I need to go check that out. Anyway, after Minwi sort of farewelled, you've sort of reunited with a 3-date tour in April last year. How do you find being back in a performing capacity with the bandmates?
Yeah, it was like a time warp, I reckon. Like,
so much had changed, but nothing had changed?
Yeah, it's like that. It's pretty weird. Like, it's pretty weird. Mm. I think that's the way to put it. I mean, it was certainly lots of fun to play again. I think the difference is I was just back at the hotel room a lot earlier after the shows, you know. But very strange to kind of think, oh, it feels like no time has passed, but also, you know, a lot of time has passed.
Because you guys like kind of said goodbye in 2014, I think it was.
I think, yeah.
And that's now 12 years ago, which is absolutely cooked. That's really cool that you guys can come back together. Do you, at the end of that tour, did it feel more familiar? Did things feel a bit more as they were?
I think in some ways we had, I don't know, you kind of learn a few things over the years as well. And like when we started talking about doing the shows, you know, I started thinking about audio stuff, and I think we all kind of like even pulled together things. And ultimately, I think we were able to perform them a level up from what we were. So that was quite fun.
Mm. Yeah, maturity, experience. So on and so forth. I've heard that you've also been getting, I mean, the reason why you put on the shows is because you've been getting a lot of love in recent times, and I think people are sort of revisiting Minwi's work. Why do you think that is?
Maybe nostalgia, but you know, as we do. Well, I'd like to think that the you know, maybe the songs are still speaking to people, and there's still stuff there that they can you know, listen to and get something from.
It's timeless.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Oh man. Well, let's talk about the album, the 88, which originally came out in the 2000s. It's your most commercially successful work, being gold certified, and the new remix album adds an extra 8 songs compared to the original run length. I want to know what do you think? What does the 88 symbolise? I guess in the wider discography of Minhui, what does it mean to you, that record?
Oh well, being our first one, you know, it's like it took us. You know, a lot. It's like you're working your whole life to make your debut album, you know. So there was a lot of, I think it's the one that had the most kind of development in, you know, when we started off with samplers right at the beginning, you know, it was always kind of like a dream that you'd make an album, and then suddenly, you know, you're it's a possibility. And all these kind of creative hopes and inspirations are coming together on your album. We're young and we're excited, and these are our ideas. So I think, yeah, the 88 is a I think a pretty honest expression of what we were hoping in that way, you know, creatively with the music and this kind of making beats on samplers and Ruth doing a thing at the front while we were creating the music behind, and to have that made into an album was pretty special.
Mm. I want to know, sort of similarly with Getting Back Together on tour, you've remixed about 6 of the songs on this album, while your other bandmate Paul Dodge remixed 5 tracks. And I guess I want to know, what was it like remixing those songs? Did you feel some of the same feelings you felt when you were making the album? Did it all come flooding back like it might have with the tour?
So it was over quite, I mean, these remixes, you know, span from when we put the 88 out.
Oh,
know,
true.
Back in 2003. So true. This is a long, long time span of remixes. Mm. So we did some recently, and it was, yeah, it was fun. Like, there was no kind of pressure or anything. It was just, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. That track, I love that. A bit about that track, I'm gonna I'm gonna try a remix of that, and I think Paul's the same, and yeah, love the versions he's done of the songs there too. And so I mean, yeah, I'm not sure about if the feeling, I think with remixes the feelings are different anyway, you know, it's because you kind of vibing off what was already there.
Yeah. Was there a particular reason why you chose the certain songs you did? Were they just your favourites or stuff that you thought you could
really like?
Yeah, I think
it's like that. Yeah, it's just like, oh, yeah, I really want to have a go at that. Let's do that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, more like, excuse me. Yeah, it's not like someone saying, you've got to remix that.
Well, aside from you and Paul from the band, there's also ADP, Roby C, Database, Agent Album, Alvin, yeah. Alexis K, Styrofoam Kid, Kennedy's Deep, Dance Floor, Serpico, Dirt Pop, and LBJ, all having a go at different tracks on here. Were you concerned with the consistency of the record, given there's a lot of chefs in the kitchen?
I think it's just a celebration of... or maybe from a production point of view, but overall it's like, hey, this is a celebration of all the people that were involved with the 88 and were excited about it enough to kind of say, hey, we would love to be part of, you know, your guys' musical journey and remixing your songs. So I think that trumps all of that. Mm. And, yeah, like I did a little bit of a kind of touch up on a few things because it's been, you know, like, over 20 years for some of those tracks, you know, so... But yeah, I think that's the thing. It's just a celebration of all those people that were involved, and so that's the fun part about it.
Cool. With Minhui farewelling in 2014, I want to know, you know, how did you change your music making after that? Did you explore some stuff that you hadn't already explored? How did that impact your music?
Since 2014?
Yeah, since Minhui kind of farewelled and said goodbye for a wee while.
Yeah. Yeah, I really got into kind of different styles of music as far as producing it. So there was kind of lots of new learning as far as putting songs together and production of songs. There was quite a range of things, and so learned heaps.
nice. I'm glad, man. I'm real glad, because some people after something like that happens, they might just keep doing the same thing. But it's important to try out new stuff, I reckon.
It was time to change and do some different things.
Mm-hmm. But now I hear there's a rumor that there might be some new Minhui for 2026. Is that true?
Oh, It might be. We're working on some more remix things, which is kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
Who knows? You know, we didn't know we were going to do this reunion tour, so it's up for grabs.
Oh, awesome, man. I can't wait to hear maybe some more remixes, maybe an original song or two. We'll see what happens. You know, take your time. Do whatever you feel like you want to. Before we close out, I do want to know, whereabouts in the world does your last name come from? I'm just really curious.
Oh, okay. This is the story that I was told, is that it was a couple of brothers who came over from South Africa, and they were they got into a bit of trouble, so they changed the spelling of the last name, and that's why it's kind of like, don't really see it too much
around. Yeah. Don't see a lot of Beeries around. Not yet. Well, thanks for coming on and joining me on this silly little show, Ryan. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions, considerations you want to let our lovely listeners know?
Check out the 88 Remixed if you want to get an idea of the creation, inspiration and excitement that we as Minhui had back then. And we were very blessed to have those people remix our songs and be part of that journey.
Check it out. Awesome. Love that. Thank you so much, Ryan. I really appreciate your time. Have a great time in Nelson, man.
Cool. Thank you.
Take care, man.
Sweet, man.
All right, folks. That was Ryan Beery from Minhui. We're talking to him about Minhui's latest remix album for the 88, which you can find on Bandcamp or wherever you find your music. Otherwise, we're going to play the track AMEM, the Agent Elvin remix, which is currently sitting at E19 on our Top 11 Countdown this week. Here's Minhui with AMEM, the Agent Elvin remix. We've got FaZe on the Pony coming on at 10 o'clock. I'll see you before then. Take care.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.